136 on battery number two.
Say again on that one, Gene.
I'm reading 136. Make that 132 on battery number two, and we did get a flag.
Copy that.
Okay, Jack, I'm going to make a very sharp right turn here, because I do not want to go down that hill. Okay, we're moving, Houston.
Roger, you're moving exactly 37 seconds on early.
I could have gotten that dark mantle on the other side of that crater. That's all it takes me.
So you saw radio orange, huh?
Yeah, it was radio, Jack. You could see it very, it'll be in the pictures. Oh, man, I can't drive into that heading. Let me get my...
That was on the inside of the crater?
On the inside rim of the crater.
Yeah, that's where the surface stuff keeps slumping off, so it's exposed, probably.
Quite a station, man. We thought station two
get
was
my, okay, I'm in. Okay, I'm in. Man, I tell you, that heading is going to put us right. Okay, Bob, give me a... Dang, wait a minute.
The heading you should be generally taking towards
where
the
we
090, Gene.
Okay, can you give me a bearing and range at Victory?
Okay, stand by.
You got the TGE red.
Yeah, I did. I got it red. They got everything that station. But not everything I'd like to give them.
Okay, so we 105 and 3.1.
Okay. Man, I tell you, that LeCrew is terrible when it flashes into you.
Well, you can always zigzag.
Yeah, that's what I've got to do. I've got to tack into that sun.
Station 5's at the crater Camelot.
No, I didn't have time to really think at that station, but... That could, I think based on having found the olive, if I hadn't seen that alteration and all I'd seen is the fractured block on the rim, I might have, which looked like the stuff in the bottom, I might have said it was just another impact. But having all the color changes and everything, I think we might have to consider that it could be a volcanic vent.
Roger, it sure was different anyway.
I'm not sure how we prove it. We didn't have time to prove it.
We noticed. I guess that's the breaks of the game sometimes.
Hey, Bob, I forgot your number. I forgot your number. Did Victory Allen giving them to me again?
Okay, 105, 3.1. And it'll be a heading of 090. It's a
okay.
General heading in that
Thank
direction.
You. Okay, 105, 3.1.
I guess we always have Station 9 to look forward to, guys. That might be the same thing. We'll probably be out of time when we get to that one, too.
A 6-pound explosive charge will be deployed near Victory on the way to Camelot in Station 5. This is the largest of the... charges for the lunar seismic profiling experiment.
Hey, Bob, I note on those radiators, I have been dusting the covers at every stop. Whether that's any help or not.
Okay, we copy that.
Okay, sports fans. We're still bowed on the... We moved out into the Tortilla Flat area, I guess. Not very flat.
That's affirmative.
Those kind I can go through. I can see them coming. 102, 3.8. And where's Victory?
Dead ahead.
Boy, Victory is going to be subtle, I'll tell you. Bob, how long we been out?
Stand by. 5 plus 2, 6. 5 plus 2, 6.
8. Hey, Bob, I recommend that if we ever do this again, let me get off and pick the charge off when we want to deploy it. It really
adds to the fatigue of the hands.
I say,
did you just hook it onto your fingers?
We copy that, Jack, and Charlie's got a big smile on his face here.
Mark my words. There's Victory over there, I'll bet. See that? The long gas?
Yeah.
I can't see over there.
Okay.
Got too much sun in my eyes, but... That's the right way to go. That'll be about it, too.
Charlie is Charlie Duke, the backup LMP.
What is
you got a big rock in front of you.
I got.
Okay.
Well, you can't tell much about the countryside going into the sun, can you? Put your upper visor down. That's what, that'll give you a whole different perspective. It doesn't rise very well. It's stuck. There's got to be Victory over there, Jack.
Yeah.
We're at 103 and 3.4.
Copy that.
That is Victory. We're still seeing the pit bottom glass, the glass-lined pit bottom craters. How's that?
Otherwise, none of the GLPs
have I heard it. Took you a while, didn't it?
It's 11 o'clock down here, guys.
It's 11 o'clock up here, too, Bob. There's a square boulder. Look at that one.
Yeah, it's square, all right. But at least one side of it is.
No, three sides of it are square. It just fractured that way. That's by accident, looking at it. So how do we get over here?
Go left, probably. And along the rim.
Yep, that's where I'm going to go. Hold on.
Over.
Charlie is smiling because my hands are tired. Why did he let you get the charge off? Fine backup crew we got.
You guys didn't really mean to say that, did you?
106, 3.2. We're approaching the rim of Victory. And the LMP frame count is somewhere around 8.5 maybe. That's Victory. Look at it go to the left and look at it go to the right. That's Victory. We're right on the ridge.
Yeah. Okay, we're figuring on a roll.
Okay, we're at 106, 3.2.
Copy that.
106, 3.2. Okay, let's see. Tell me where you want that thing. We're going to pan around.
Okay, let's, I'll tell you what. You see right ahead of you?
Yep, there's, it's... Looks like a place you could spin a profile on.
Yeah, I could do it right up in here.
And deploy the charge.
Tell me where you're going.
I'm going right here. You could put it in that hole. No, you don't want to do that.
That's all right.
Just pick a spot. Take your photos.
Okay, I've got them. Now go just beyond there. A little bit more. That's good.
Okay. Okay, Bob, we're at 1063.2.
Copy that.
Okay, pin one is full and safe. Pin two is full and safe. Pin, boy, these are stiff this time around. Push it in. Try again. That's a big black box. Don't pull it too hard. Stand by on pin three, gang.
In that. Remember to push it all the way back in, Jack, and start from scratch.
I did. I remembered.
Good.
But now I can't get to it. Your hands are tired. Let me try once. No, it's not bad. It's coming. Got it. Pin 3's out and safe.
Copy that.
And look at the orange flag. Dowie.
That's what you guys were sampling the station for, I bet.
Huh? Yeah, it's about that orange, only a little, not quite as bright. Same shade.
The crew's about 12 minutes behind the EVA timeline.
Get that out, let's try. Bob, there's no question but what that we're at victory.
Say again there, 17?
It's the first critter that looked like I thought it would.
Okay.
You ready? Let me change my setting here. Okay. Open your head. Okay, let's get a nice rover pan here. Oh, okay. Turn the other way.
Yeah.
Take your slow.
And we'll get a rover sample here before you guys leave, too, after the circular pan.
We will. Bono?
Yeah.
Look at that light mantle over there. You can sure see it now, can't you, man? Did you feel your setting change fast enough?
I got it, yeah.
Okay, let's get our rover sample.
Okay.
And the rover sample will be from the same locality. What, it's a couple meters from the charge, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hope I didn't put too much soil in there for you. Wait a minute. Rover sample works just as advertised.
Copy that.
Not bad. At back 43 Yankee.
Copy 43 Yankee. And how about a frame count after right now, Gene? Or Jack?
I will. Stand by. You're jumping the gun occasionally, but not very often. 106.
Copy, 106.
Jack, okay. I guess we're ready to leave here, huh?
Well, if they don't want us to stop here, I guess we leave.
Roger, we're ready for you guys to leave there.
Here now.
And we're pressing on towards station five.
Okay, Gene? Okay, and I want to go about 120, yeah. Can you swing out there and give me one look down east or north into Victory?
Yeah, I can do that. We can do it. I got to go by that way anyway.
North. Well, you know, just swing and point north so I can look in there.
Yeah.
I never got a good look at it. Well, it's a series of three craters. There's some boulders on the tail slope of the eastern slope of the southernmost crater, the one we're closest to. How's that look to you? Well, it looks like, see, there's the other, I don't know what it looks like. Well, the northwest end of the V has white blots on it, boulders, on the inner wall and right at the rim. And the northeast end of the V looks like it has somewhat darker blocks. Part of that is shadow, but I think they are darker. And they look like about the same as down here near the tip of the V. On the
be careful on that one, because they're one sloping away and one sloping toward the sun.
I've qualified it. Okay, we are rolling, by the way. And we're at 106, and well, we're still 3.1.
Yeah, copy that. Thank you.
And the rim itself, though, of Victory is not blocky. There's some increase in fragment size, but that seems to be the result of some craters in the rim that have gotten below the debris that's covering it. I'd say that Victory is somewhat like Horatio in that it has a blocky inner wall, but essentially a normal block population on the rim.
Okay, we got a rover sample going towards station 5 at about 103 and 2.5.
Okay, 103 and 2.5.
Roger. And that'll be just a grid sample.
Oh, they're none of them just grid samples, Bob. See, you can't tell it in there until you get up to them. That one actually gone through.
Yeah.